From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey ponders a coalition ground operation in Syria. Turkey Tuesday called for a coalition ground operation to end the war in Syria. Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu said such an operation has not been given serious debate. He says Saudi Arabia and some Western European countries have said such an operation is necessary, but he ruled out the possibility Ankara undertaking unilateral action or the prospect of a joint Saudi-Turkish venture without broader consensus in the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State. Meanwhile, U.N. spokesman Farhan Haq says envoy Stefan de Mistura has reached agreement in Damascus for aid convoys to reach seven besieged areas of Syria.
Humanitarian agencies and partners are preparing convoys for these areas to depart as soon as possible in the coming days. And as the special envoy pointed out, he said in his remarks to the press in Damascus that the test will be tomorrow.
Meanwhile, the U.S. called on Russia to put up or shut up, a reference to ongoing Russian strikes fueling the government's current offensive in the north. Uganda's presidential campaign ended Tuesday ahead of Thursday's vote that longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye says will be neither free nor fair. Nicholas Sengoba is a political analyst.
His basic argument is that Uganda is a country that is suffering the pangs of poverty, illiteracy, lack of good health, breakdown in social services, because mainly of corruption and bad governance.
Besigye, who has failed three times before to unseat incumbent President Yoweri Museveni and another opposition candidate, former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, are trying to end the Ugandan leader's 30 years in power. This is VOA News. President Obama ended a two-day summit of Southeast Asian leaders in California Tuesday, announcing a closing statement that called for tangible steps to lower tensions over ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea.
The United States and ASEAN are reaffirming our strong commitment to a regional order where international rules and norms and the rights of all nations, large and small, are upheld. We discussed the need for tangible steps in the South China Sea to lower tensions, including a halt to further reclamation, new construction, and militarization of disputed areas.
He says the members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, affirm that disputes should be resolved peacefully and through legal means. Meanwhile, news reports say China has deployed advanced surface-to-air missiles to Woody Island, one of the contested islands in the Paracel Island chain in the South China Sea. The U.S. and Cuba Tuesday signed an agreement that allows U.S. commercial airlines to make up to 110 daily flights to the communist nation for the first time in over 50 years. Anthony Fox is the U.S. Transportation Secretary.
It represents a critically important milestone in the United States' continued efforts to engage with Cuba and normalize our relations as President Obama set out to do just 14 months ago.
The agreement, following reestablishment of diplomatic relations last year, calls for 20 flights a day to Havana, in addition to the current 10 to 15 charters. The remainder of the new flights, which could start later this year, would carry travelers to nine other Cuban cities. Four new radar-evading stealth F-22 fighter planes flew from a base in Japan across South Korea Wednesday to an air base near Seoul, in apparent show of force following a recent nuclear test and rocket launch by North Korea. Last month, a U.S. heavy bomber flew across South Korea. Partial results released Tuesday of Central African Republic's presidential runoff election show former Prime Minister Faustin Archange Touadéra leading former Prime Minister Anicet Georges Dologuele. It's unclear when all results will be tabulated. Meanwhile, African Union spokesperson Suleiman Ndeya said overall the election Sunday was held in a climate of peace and tranquility. Voting was conducted, he said, within the law despite material, technical, and logistical deficiencies. Meanwhile, the UN is asking the Democratic Republic of Congo to investigate new allegations of sexual abuse by its UN peacekeeping force in CAR. The UN sent the Congolese delegation back home last month after failing an internal assessment. The UN says seven of its peacekeepers were killed in an Islamist attack using an explosives-laden truck on their base in the northeastern Malian town of Kidal. All were from Guinea, three were women. And former UN Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali, a veteran Egyptian diplomat, has died at age 93. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.